Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, January 17th, 2025. Have your host, James, here with you, and welcoming in the studio our good friends, Jim and Dave, we have from the Port Edwards Lions Club. We are here to talk about their fishery coming up on January 25th. Gentlemen, like you to introduce yourselves, and then we'll get into the quick Q&A here. Go ahead and introduce yourselves down the line here.
I'm Jim Kempen from the Port Edwards Lions Club.
Jim, good to see you again. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Thiel.
Dave, thanks for being here. Good to meet you, sir. I appreciate the time. Great vest, by the way. You look good, sir. That's a great vest. We'll talk more about that maybe, but I want to get into the event, the details of it, how people can attend. But before we do, myself, the audience, we love to talk the origin and the history of events, and especially one like this that has been so celebrated and our area loves this event so much. What can we tell people about the history of the Port Edwards Lions Club fishery?
Well, our club got chartered in 1965.
Wow, 65. So okay, I didn't realize that.
This year it'll be 60 years. So.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome.
And shortly after that, we started holding a fishery. And it began out at Ross Lake, south of Nakusa, where the campground is there now. And a lot of people came, and then that Ross Lake kind of dried up, so... You would drill a hole and get mud. That's all you'd get. So we switched to Nemco Lake, and we've been doing that ever since then. And the people have really been supportive of it.
Yeah. The area loves this event. To be fair, fishing is just a hugely popular thing in central Wisconsin. It's really in Wisconsin in general, but especially here in central Wisconsin. It was one of the first things I learned when I moved here, picking up a fishing pole and getting out there on the deck and casting a line, and the enjoyment and the love of that you can have. One of the things I love about fishing, and I think that stands out a little bit more about it than other sports or other hobbies, if you will, you can go out there and have a great time even if you don't catch anything. I don't think there's a lot of things like that in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they usually even with hunting, I don't hunt, but I know most of my friends and family do. And they'll tell you that if they go out there all morning, they don't catch anything. Just not a great day for them. But you can go out on the lake, or you can go out on the ice and fish and have a great time, even if you do or don't catch anything.
That's right.
It's one of the, I think, the best parts of this. And I think any fisherman will tell you, an angler will tell you, that's a big part of fishing. And a big part of this event is the camaraderie. The ability to come together, maybe see some people you haven't seen in a while, have some conversations with people, make new friends. Who knows? That is one of the beauties of fishing. Is that one of the purposes of the event to you all? Maybe even not just to the Lions Club, but just individually as people. One of the things you guys look forward to is running into people, the conversations that you have.
Sure. We have a good time in the shelter house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe it. Yeah. Jim, do you have some?
Yeah. And a lot of people, they come, they don't even fish.
Yeah.
They come there, they have food. We have burgers and chili dump and... Mm-hmm. And stuff, and to meet their friends.
Yeah.
They'll buy raffle tickets because the merchants in town here really support us. We have a lot of prizes for the people to buy raffle tickets, and they'll sit there for a couple, 3 hours and just talk with each other and have a good time. That's what it's all about. A lot of families come out, which is good.
Yeah, and piggybacking off of that, a couple of the listeners that I talked to that were looking forward to the event were talking about, one individual was talking about bringing his son down, and it'll be his first, and getting a chance to, you know, get out there and check out what ice fishing is like and everything, because they haven't experienced ice fishing before. That is pretty cool to see that for the first time and see somebody experiencing that for the first time.
Yes.
But that was a big part of what they talked about, too, was and one of the things that I noticed, too, and we're seeing a lot more and more of this, especially coming out of the holidays, what people are looking for out of a gift or out of their experiences is an experience. They really want to experience something. They want to go out there and they want to just have a time. Again, whether they catch a fish or not, they want to go out there and talk to people, interact with others, having something to look forward to in the winter months. As much as we're all Midwesterners and we know what the winter's like, we still be reminded of it on weekends like this one coming up and everything, of how important it is to have this stuff to look forward to. And how fun these events can be. When it comes to your involvement in the Lions Club or in the fishery, you can give me either answer or both if you'd like. I'm curious of how you guys got involved with this. And Jim, I'll start with you. How did you get involved with the Lions Club? How did you get involved with the fishery?
Well, I've been a member of the Lions Club since 1985.
Okay.
All right. And at that time, it was someone had to sponsor you. join it. So a good friend of mine sponsored me, and it's been a great experience. We do a lot of good things, and we have fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that before we wrap up and everything, but I do think that's noteworthy. Not only having fun, but the feeling that you get putting into your community. There's no way to put it into words. There's no way you could really word something like that other than it feels good. It feels good for the soul. It feels good overall. For you, Dave, how did you get involved?
Well, I moved into town in 1974. And a Lions Club member came to my door to sell calendars.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, however it happens, that's great.
And I told him I wanted to get involved in the community. And he sponsored me.
Very cool. Very cool. How have you since then pretty much been involved with the fishery as well?
Oh, yes. I've been I was drilling holes forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drilled holes down at Ross Lake,
mm-hmm.
where we had a long shaft drill we had it lift up here, and it was difficult.
Yeah,
we didn't need that for the ice we had there, so we shortened it up.
Sure.
But I've been drilling holes until the last couple of years. I can't anymore.
Hmm.
But I've drilled holes for a number of people. It was their first time.
Oh, fishing. That's got to be a great feeling. Yeah. And just hearing it in your voice, sir, how much you love this and how much you've enjoyed it over the years. I appreciate that you sharing that with us for a number of reasons. One, it's just great to hear, and I think it's relatable for a lot of us to attend the fishery and enjoy it ourselves. But we're always looking to get new people involved with this, and nobody listening that hasn't done this that heard you is not going to show up on next Saturday for this. You sold this event very well just now, and I appreciate that. Appreciate the walk down memory lane with you. Thank you for that. What has it meant to you to be a Lions Club member, if you don't mind me asking, Dave?
Oh, I think it makes me feel good. We do a lot of good things for the community.
Yeah, yeah. Jim, same question. What is it? You touched on this a little bit, but just to give you the actual chance to really answer this, what it means for you to be a part of the Lions Club?
Well, the camaraderie is great. We got a good club. In fact, in the last couple of years, we got 8 new members, young people, which we needed in the club. Yeah. And they really brought up a lot of new ideas and everything. And all the events we have, the support we have from the local people is just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Whether it is our Lions Club, our Elks Lodge, whatever they might be, these organizations, they've got such a wonderful history to them, and the history is just littered with great events and great putting into their communities. And it's such a great opportunity to be able to do that. I hear from people all the time, more and more, they want to do good. They want to put into their community. They want to make a mark. They want to leave a legacy. They want to make sure that they were noted that they did some good in their community. I cannot stress enough that this is a great opportunity. That to being a part of any of these organizations gives you that opening, gives you that chance to do that. If there are people listening out there and they would like to be a part of the Lions Club, they would like to be a member, is there ways to find that out? Is it, you touched on before, needing to be sponsored. If is that still the case?
They can talk to me. I'm the membership chairman.
All right.
Wow, that works out perfectly. You and Dave, that, just like we planned it, guys. Just like, but so they would just reach out to you, Dave?
Yes.
Okay. We'll find out how to do that before we wrap up today. We'll get that information out there. Thank you for that. And again, that worked out really good. That's awesome. I have Dave here for that. I want to talk a little bit about the details of the Port Edwards Lion Club fishery coming up January 25th over at NEPCO Lake County Park, one of our favorite lakes, one of our favorite spots here in central Wisconsin. This is going to go from 10 to 3. Guys, how much will tickets be for this or additional tickets for this?
Well, we have... tickets, they're $2 a piece, or 3 for $5, or 7 for 10, or 15 for 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then for every one of those you buy, you get another ticket free to go into the basket for all the door prizes that the local merchants donate to us.
That's first off, that's a really good deal. That's very cool. That is hopefully able to help you guys raise some funds for the great work that you guys are doing, while also making it very affordable for families. We want families, we want kids to be able to attend these events and everything, and you make it very accessible for that. That is cheaper than going to a movie. You can't beat that. And for what you get for that, too, not only, again, knowing that you're putting into your community, because that's what that money is going to do. That's what money does. It helps the community, helps the Lions Club continue to do the work that they're doing. But you're also having a great time, and you're getting your bang for your buck on that. That is a really cool thing to be able to offer to the community, especially in this day and age. So speaking of the big ticket, there's some big ticket prizes that I had to do a double take on. These are great prizes, people. Like, there's good prizes, and it's my job to sell this stuff. You don't need me to sell this. These are some great prizes right here. Can we go over those a little bit for the audience?
Sure.
So I see on here that there's a Traeger to kick things off. You always catch people's eye with the word Traeger.
Yes, a Traeger pellet grill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can get that or $700 Ace gift card.
Nice.
That's the first prize.
Just right out the gate. That's a great prize,
yeah,
right away.
Yeah, it is. Second prize is an Eskimo two-man thermal shelter or a $500 gift card.
That's great.
Third prize is a chainsaw or a $200 Ace gift card. Fourth prize is an Otter sled or a $100 gift card. And then the fifth prize is a grill and a $50 Rome Meats gift card. They got a chance to win some nice prizes, like you said.
Really nice prizes. Really went all out. Want to thank all the businesses and the people that help with these things and to get these prizes together. And as another note, I think it's really unique and cool to be able to offer people the options and prizes. You know, if somebody wins, I got two chainsaws at home. I don't need a chainsaw. You can get the gift card. Cool idea. I don't know the last time I saw something like that. I think that's a really unique idea.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have prizes during the day for the fish, for the biggest fish.
Mm-hmm.
$10 for first prize, or $20. $10 for second, $5 for third. And you get these 8-10-year-old boy or girl that comes up with a bluegill that's 8 inches long, and she can get $10 for it. You should see the smile on their faces.
Oh, I can't imagine. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Being a fisherman myself a bit, I don't do it nearly as much as I'd like to, but I will tell you, the prizes are nice, and it's great to have those offer people, and it always feels good to win those things. The bragging rights that you get from something like this, oh, that feels good. those bragging rights, man, there's nothing like that.
They're more important than the money.
Dave, I feel the same thing. Yes, I feel exactly the same way. There's nothing like that. And this is all a competitive fun. You know, it's a good time. It's a great opportunity. I think one of the fun things about fishing, and one of the most unique things about it, is I've known fishermen, including my papa, my grandpa, who loved fishing and could tell you almost anything you wanted to know about it. And one of the first things you tell me is you can't pick the size. You don't really get to pick the size of the fish. They kind of decide that for you. So that's, I think, a fun part of this competition, that you just don't know who's going to, well, this guy's the best fisherman I know. Doesn't mean he's going to win. It doesn't always mean that. I'm glad you brought up the part about the kids, too. This is a great event for anybody. All ages can enjoy this. If you're going down there with your buddies or you're going down there with your family, you're going to have a good time. I've done both, and I can speak to both. But one of the things that's important with this event, too, I think, is something that we're seeing a lot. We saw this last winter with our friends up north, and the lack of snow that they got and how hard that was on so many of the industries up there. And I think it was a real reminder to people that whether we're talking about snowmobile driving, ATV, UTV, fishing, hunting, any of these things, we need young blood in these events. We need younger people to pick these up and to keep these alive in our communities, in our areas, not only because they're fun, and they are. They're a blast, and they're a great way to pass the time, great way to hang out with friends and family and stuff, but the economic impact these events and these things have on our communities, on our state, are so vital. Again, we saw this last year with the lack of them and how hard that hit our northern friends and everything up there and stuff. So when we're talking about this event, we're encouraging people to take in this event. I can't stress enough bring the kids, bring younger people to this event. You just don't know what might spark in them and have them be the next Jim or Dave and want to continue to do this, right, whether it's with the Lions Club or just picking up a fishing pole every weekend and getting out there and fishing.
And it's nice with that heated shelter. If they get cold, a little chilly or whatever, they can come inside and warm up. It's really nice. We work in shirt sleeves inside the shelter.
I'm glad you mentioned that. There is going to be, and you brought this up before too, Jim, about people coming down, and maybe if you're not interested in the fishing part of it, but you're looking to come and you love the event, you want to support the event and just come on down. There is a warming house. Will there be any crafts or food or anything down
there? Yes, Mike Lassa is a known fella in the area. He'll be there selling his deerskin gloves, and he'll have a coon hat for sale and stuff. And then a young lady's got an alpaca, and she will be there selling the mittens and the socks and the scarves and stuff. And I'm not sure if we got anybody else coming this year or not. I know that a lot of people ask, is Mike going to be there?
And
So that's good.
That is good. That's good to confirm that. And part of the reason I bring this up is it's a part of the event, and that's really cool. But I also want to tip my hat to you guys with this, too, because there's another opportunity for our vendors, for our ag industry, for people that to make sales that they may not be able to make otherwise. It's another opening for that, which speaks to, again, the work that the Lions Club does in our communities, not only hosting and having these great events, but giving so many of our other businesses and industries an opportunity to do something they might not otherwise. It's so important for that industry. It's a really cool thing to be able to offer. And I tip my hat to you guys for that. Earlier, I was asking about if people are listening and they wanted to become maybe a member of the Lions Club. So, Dave, I was asking you about that. How would they contact you for that information or to find out more?
Well, they could call me at 715-887-4338.
Okay. I see that the Lions Club does have a Facebook page. If people reached out that way, is that another way that they could do it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because there's information on there.
Yeah, and I believe that number that you gave us is on there as well. So going there will also give you that information again as well. Is there any age requirements or anything like that that people should know before jumping into this or looking into this?
No, I don't believe so that we have an age requirement. No.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah, great.
I mean, we're 80 years old. If they want to join, we'll welcome them.
right. <yeah. laughs> We encourage you to do that. And not only that, for the camaraderie, the fun, the energy that these guys have. I'll tell you, I wouldn't have guessed 80s with you guys at all. The energy and the fun that you guys have with these events. But certainly, again, going back to, you know, there's a lot of individuals out there. I feel very comfortable saying almost everybody out there listening is looking for ways to impact their community, to help their community, to make it better, to have more fun in the community, have more events. The Lions Club is going to help you do that. The Lions Club is a great part of that and a great part of our communities. And another note I had a listener ask about too, you know, this is the Port Edwards Lions Club. If they are from a different area, I would encourage you to look and see if your area has a Lions Club. But if not, encourage you to reach out and find out more. Nobody's going to bite your head off here. You know, there's no harm in asking questions.
Yeah, I haven't run across the city in all my travels as you're going in. Everyone's got their sponsorship signs. There's the Lions Club there.
Yeah, yeah. And I guarantee you that Lions Club's putting into its community. Like our Port Edwards one is. I can't thank you guys enough for the time. Thank you again. This is, before we wrap up, in the last minute we have here, go over the details one more time. Do want to remind everybody to go to Facebook, type into your search bar, Port Edwards Lions Club, like that page and keep up to date on all the great work that they are doing, and you can find out more about being a member or just future events. And you can find out more about the Port Edwards Lions Club Fishery coming up January 25th at NEPCO Lake County Park from 10 to 3. You can get tickets and find out more about prizes and some of the other great things that they have going on with that event, again, at their Facebook page. Just go ahead and type that into your search bar. Jim, Dave, thank you again for the time, what you put into our communities. We appreciate you. Have a great time with the event. I hope to see you down there.
Thank you, and thank you to the radio station for the support we've been getting from you guys over the years, too.
We're going to keep it up throughout the week here, building up to the event. We'll be talking about it on our morning shows and everything. We're going to make sure we got a great turnout for this. Thank you again for the time, guys.
Yep, thank you.
Taking a look at our schedule for next week here on Midday Magazine, be sure to join us from 4 to 5, where on Monday in Part 1, we'll kick it off with our friends from the Historic Point Boss. In Part 2, Leicester Public Library of Rome will join us. On Tuesday at 4 o'clock, Assumption Catholic School's Dan Minter will be here. And in Part 2, we'll talk with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Wednesday, Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimmel will be with us, along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And at 4:30 on Wednesday, we'll talk to the ODC. Thursday, the friends, family, really, from Family Natural Foods will be with us in Part 1. In Part 2, UW-Madison Extension's Laura Huber will be with us, and we'll talk some 4-H. And we'll wrap up the week on Friday in Midday Magazine at 4 o'clock, talking to the ADRC's Peggy Kurth. And in Part 2, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Superintendent Ron Rasmussen will be joining us. All of that and then some coming up next week on Midday Magazine. Once again, a big shout-out to our scheduler, the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, and the great work she does. A thank you to all of our guests this week, and to all of you for listening. We'll have more in store for you coming up next week, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.